Tech Webcast.
Happy birthday to
Tech Webcast.
Happy birthday, dear
Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. G'day, Dylan Lewis here, giving props and maximum respect to the Tech Webcast crew. 100 shows. Hells yeah. Congrats on making it to a century. Here's to another 100 shows, going sick, changing the world and writing the future. Here's to all tech geeks, game heads and time lords. Here's to you. Happy birthday, Tech Webcast. It's a mother loving blast. It's a must. Listen up or your brain will bust. Happy
Tech Webcast,
streamed from our brains to our mouths, to your ears, to your brain. It's like our brains are holding hands, brain hands. That doesn't really make sense, but Tech Webcast does. Tech stuff, gadgets, games. Come and wander around geek heaven with us. Tech Webcast, here, now. Holding brain hands.
Welcome to Tech Webcast episode 100. Today's hosts are Brad, Jason, Dylan, John, Michael, and Bob. Today we have our awesome 100th episode, and don't forget to download the Tech Webcast app from the App Store. Version 1.1 has just been approved today in the Australian store. Should see it in the US one and others tomorrow. And now over to Brad.
Hello to Jason. What is up, mate?
Hey, how's it going?
Good dude. And the iPhone app has been updated.
Everyone download it and click on the ad so I can get some money.
And leave comments and click ads and so you can get heaps of money and $1,000 to win.
Cha-ching.
Gonna get you all banned from ad programs.
And hello to Mr. Dylan.
Hello.
Hello, and hello to John, Mike, and Bob from Tech Luster.
Tech Luster.
We're going to talk about that show very shortly. John, what's been going on, mate? And welcome back to Tech Webcast.
Yes, thanks. Yeah, it's good.
It's good?
It's good to be back home, yeah.
Back home on Tech Webcast. Now, you've been part of the Tech Webcast from day one.
I know, yeah.
And give us some highlights of what you thought of it. It's been so far.
It's very good show. I mean, it's very consistent. Yeah, you know, that's all I can say. I think very consistent, and we wouldn't reach episode 100. You know,
no way.
If you were, yeah.
But we did. We have made it, and we're going to make it to 200 episode.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And have you got any highlights, John, from the past episodes, mate? Favorite ones? Or
the only thing that I can remember, one of them is the Cal Lewis, and what else? Yeah, I think there's so many of them, Brad.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot, isn't there? Let's go over to Mike. What about you, Mike? Have you got any highlights of the show, mate, past episodes?
I've almost grown up with Tech Webcast over the past few years, you know. I've changed jobs, I've changed girlfriends, I've moved, but I've always had my Tech Webcast, you know?
For sure, mate, for sure. And I know for a fact you're being a highly supportive of the show, and thanks for that, mate, and appreciate
it's been a pleasure.
It. Yeah.
Love rapping. I think that was episode 50 or something.
Yeah, that was cool, yeah. And what about you, Bob? What are your highlights of it?
Well, I've only been listening to it recently, and, you know, like I said before, you know, Tech Webcast something special to me, and I like it. So it's basically it, really. I just love it all, and I'm glad to be here with you, Brad.
Good stuff, mate. Good stuff. And what about you, Dylan?
You know, I've been on this show for a few months now, and I've been listening, I think, ever since it started. And I know, Brad, I knew you long before the show started, but I gotta say my favorite episode, at least that I was on, was when we had Lon Harris on. Personally, that was my favorite episode. It was just a great interview, but there's been so many.
There has been, for sure. And my favorite one would have to be Lon Harris and the Jesse Taylor from the iPhone apps, and Dylan Lewis has been on the past two episodes, which has been pretty cool. And what about you, Jason? What's your favorite pastime episodes, mate?
All the ones that I was on, dude. Serious. They're the best.
Yeah, for sure, dude. For sure.
Can't argue with that.
No way. No way. But you've actually made an iPhone app as well, haven't you? That's correct.
That's right. Yep. And it's been released to the store. It's had an update and coming up with some ideas for some more updates in the future. So stay tuned. Follow the Twitter feeds and the websites and the Facebooks and all that sort of stuff.
For sure. And also there's a new site out, so check that out, techwebcast.info, new site, thanks to Cody from CBC Studios. Great job, mate.
And your new podcast,
Techluster. Yes, we're going to talk about that right now.
Got a website.
Yep, we got some web hosting and a domain name the other day, and that's sort of undergoing. Bob, explain to people what it is. Techluster is. Because I always ask, because you put it out there correctly. Because it's your podcast, man.
Well, basically, it's sort of a website where like all different sources come. It's like, you know, it's basically what everyone else here is doing. You know, it's just something new, you know what I mean? Something fresh, original. It's going to be all sorts of things on there, ranging from like technology of, I don't know, cycles to heavy cluster computers and stuff like that. You know, it's just a place where people can come and, you know, lust for tech, really.
So what's going to be in store for us, dude? What's going to happen next? We got a site up, we got to do hosting, we got a domain name, we got an IRC chat. What's next?
Podcast.
We got a podcast out. Episode 2 is out, so check that out.
Yeah. There's going to be, hopefully in the future, there's going to be live broadcasting as well, and also some news and stuff like that. We're also going to have a 30-second rule where every 30 seconds there's going to have to be a tech update. And if we fail that goal, then we failed the goal. But it's we're definitely going to try to do a 30-second rule where there's a new tech update. Whatever it is to do with tech, it's got to be pushed out there.
So how the hell is that going to happen? Is that going to be some sort of machine or what? Or a robot?
It's going to go ding every 30 seconds.
Turn the page. Earlier about food.
Depending on whoever's logged into the site at the time,
can
update the news status.
Yep, for sure.
It's going to be also available on Facebook and Twitter as well. Tech updates every 30 seconds.
For sure. And also, I just want to say welcome to Dylan Combs to Techluster. He's going to be the co-host as well with me and Bob. So welcome to Dylan.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, I'm really looking forward to getting on. And I think it's going to be much more than just a podcast, because I believe we're going to do forums, and we're just going to build a community of people who love technology, and we'll just talk about everything tech in the podcast and the forums, and it's going to be tons of win.
For sure, mate, for sure. And also there's going to be an iPhone app as well, which I've already discussed with Warlock, but he hasn't said he's going to do it or not, but there is going to be one down the track, so maybe even an iPad app as well for that as well.
We're going to have some right laughs as well, Brad.
What's that, Bill? What's that?
We're going to have some right laughs.
For sure, mate. Yeah. We've already have made on the podcast. The episode 2 and episode 1 was fun doing. It was very fun. And
Bob and your phone sucks.
Well, it does, because the iPhone 4 is for the win.
No, it's not. Samsung Galaxy S all the way.
I still can't. I can't believe how much they charge you for that damn iPhone 4.
But anyway, let's move on to the iPhone 4. You don't want to know.
$2,000.
Yeah.
Holy Apple crap. Tax.
All I want to say is iPhone 4 is great.
What? It doesn't even play Flash, and mine does.
Okay, shut up, Bob.
It doesn't play well, but it does. Hey, Skyfire will let us play Flash.
Yeah,
at least
it does.
It plays it.
Okay, shut up, Bob.
Rather than not play it.
So the iPhone 4, I love it. Great phone, great design, great everything about it, and it works great, and I love it. So I recommend buying one. Go get one on a plan. That's my 2-second review. Warlock, you got any news, mate?
Yep. Got a few news stories here. We might as well start off with.
But before that, Warlock, I want to add someone into this. Someone wants to call in. So Neil's waiting online, so we'll add Neil in now. And Neil from Geeks with Glasses, and he'll have a bit of a quick chat with us, and then we'll get into the news. Hello, Neil.
Hello, Brad. How are you?
Hello, mate. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All good, mate. What did you want to say on the show?
No, I just wanted to congratulate you on 100 episodes, that's for sure. It's
Thank you.
A pretty big deal. It's awesome to see a fellow tech podcaster and tech enthusiast make it that big and have such a great audience.
Thank you. And also to John. Don't forget John. He's been part of it from day one, so
Absolutely.
John,
yep.
And
hi, Neil. Yeah.
John, hey, how are you, buddy?
And you were back on the episode as well, mate. Back in the past, I'm not sure what number was.
I think it was episode either 17 or 19. I don't recall. I believe it was one of those two.
Yeah. Okay. Explain about what you do, about the cooking show and your podcast.
I've got my show that I do, which is geekwithglasses.net, and you can find me on YouTube and Twitter, Facebook, all the usual suspects. And that one's just technology based. I do, you know, unboxing and reviews of technology based products, and I do some gaming reviews. Pretty much anything tech that I can get my hands on that I feel it's worth doing a little bit of review, or if I have an opinion about something that's tech related, I do a little bit of stuff on that. And then the other show that I do, which is you can find at lalacooks.com, which is the cooking show that I do with my fiance, who is a chef. And that's basically video recipes and just food stuff. We've got a few ideas for some expansion to just the video recipes. And right now the recipes are all based about, you know, local, sustainable, and healthy cooking practices, you know, making good food that's good for you and making it pretty easy. So we're getting ready to expand what we're doing with that pretty soon.
Cool.
And other than that, you know, just having fun, messing around, and trying to get some content out to some viewers and build build a following.
Wicked. Good stuff, mate. Where can they find you on the internet?
All over. Usual suspects. You can find me on the technology site. You can find at geekwithglasses.net. You can find on youtube.com/geekwglasses, or geekwglasseslive, which is the YouTube page. You can find me on Twitter, twitter.com/geekwithglasses, and then you can, you know, facebook.com/geekwithglasses. And pretty much the same thing. If you go to lalacooks.com, twitter.com/lalacooks, facebook.com/lalacooks, or youtube.com/lalacooks, you can get all of that content.
Oh, wicked, wicked. Has she cooked any Aussie food yet? Any Aussie recipes yet?
We haven't done any Australian recipes as of yet, but you know what? Maybe we should have thrown a few shrimp on the bobby during the summertime.
Maybe you can cook a kangaroo.
Wild bingo.
There you go.
No, don't go killing dogs. That is cruel. I'm against that animal cruelty. But yeah, now there's some great Aussie meals out there to cook, to try out. Neil, if you want to try
it out. Nice.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to take a look at it. If you've got some suggestions of what we try and do is, you know, good, relatively healthy cooking. So if you've got anything that's kind of like a local recipe or an indigenous dish that you guys get down there, you know, send me a recipe and we'll see if we can find the ingredients at farmers markets or at specialty food stores, and maybe we'll throw something together.
We'll do.
Kangaroo on toast.
There you go. Kangaroo pate.
That's wrong. Any questions to Neil, guys? Jason or Dylan or John or Mike? Any questions to Neil? Jason?
Do we get a
don't all speak up at once now.
Yeah. Any questions, Jason?
What would you say is your most favorite food?
Yeah.
My personal favorite food to cook is probably to cook and to eat is Greek Mediterranean food. You know, anything Mediterranean is, you know, Lebanese food, Mediterranean food, Greek food is are some of my favorites. I like Spanish food as well, Mexican food, Italian food, but Mediterranean cuisine is probably my favorite.
Cool. Do you have a specific dish maybe on the top of your head?
Stop it, you make me drool.
A specific dish. Well, actually, to tell you the truth, we tried a recipe the other day that we're probably going to do on Lala Cooks pretty soon. We used bison meat as opposed to beef, but we used bison meat, and we did like a Greek themed bison burger. So there was some feta cheese in there, some red onion, lots of Mediterranean spices, a tzatziki sauce, some dill, mint, and it came out really good. And that was actually a pretty good dish that we put together. That was pretty nice. So, I mean, there's a ton of other stuff that I can think of. Like, I love Mediterranean food because of the freshness. You know, the seafood and just the fresh produce that Mediterranean cuisine uses.
Have some souvlaki, Mike.
They're over in the Philippines, and we went to a Spanish restaurant, and actually we had a Greek salad. John had never had a Greek salad before, which for an Australian sounds crazy. But yeah,
right.
I love the freshness of all the salads and Mediterranean food as well.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's why I probably prefer, you know, Mediterranean Greek cuisine over pretty much anything. Turkish food, Lebanese food, it's all good stuff.
Cool.
All right, good stuff, Neil. Any questions to Neil, Dylan?
Not really. No? This makes me hungry. I want to go and try different kinds of food now.
Tried. Does she make any cakes, Neil? Any cakes? Does she make any cakes? I love cake.
The funny that you say that, because we're probably tomorrow we're going to be busting out the lights, getting out the camera, and setting up the teleprompt, because we're probably going to be doing a pumpkin cheesecake.
Holy
to kind of ring in the Thanksgiving holiday.
Oh,
so,
wicked. Oh my God, that sounds
send
delicious.
Me some.
Awesome.
The cake is a lie.
Send me some in the mail, Neil.
We're gonna
pumpkin before.
Yeah, and you can find last year, we kind of took a little bit of hiatus. We did about 9 or 10 recipes, I think, that we got about that many. And then we took a little bit of a hiatus because of a move. And we haven't put any recipes out for a while. We've just been kind of tweeting stuff about, you know, farmers markets and local produce and stuff. But we're going to get back on the ball here. And we did a Valentine's recipe last year, which was a chocolate orangette tart, which was basically like a chocolate mousse with candied oranges on it and stuff. So yeah, we do some desserts. Her forte and what she wants to do is patisserie. So you know, I think the cheesecake that we're going to be doing here pretty soon is probably going to be spot on.
Wow!
Can you send me some of this?
Yeah, please send me some, Neil, as well in the Australian Post.
Yeah. No, it's good stuff. You'll have to tune in. Yep. And follow the Lala Cooks Twitter account or the Facebook page. And actually, we're doing a one more. I'm going to give myself another gratuitous self plug here.
Go ahead.
We're getting ready to do a holiday giveaway. I'm not sure, Rad, if you're following Lala Cooks or not, or if you saw my Geek with Glasses. But we just got a really nice 15-piece set of stainless steel cookware from some folks over at ChoiceCookery.com that we're actually going to be giving away. So prerequisites for the giveaway: you've got to follow Geek with Glass. Not Geek with Glasses. I'm sorry. I'm getting my two shows confused. Got to follow Lala Cooks on YouTube, or subscribe on YouTube and like us up on Facebook, and then go over to the Choice Cookery guys and follow them on Twitter and like them up on Facebook, and that'll put your name in the drawing. And then on December 10th, we're going to be picking a name out of the proverbial pot, if you will, and then we're going to be giving away a 15-piece set of stainless cookware. It's pretty decent stuff. It's meant for what's called waterless cooking, which is kind of a healthy alternative to, you know, tons of oil and butter in the bottom of your pan. It's meant to kind of self-contain and steam food at a low heat and keep all the nutrients in it. But it could always be used as just traditional, you know, stainless steel cooking. You could throw a pat of butter in there and, you know, drop in some vegetables and saute them, and you'd be good to go.
Wicked. Kat wants to know, will you marry her?
No, unfortunately, I will be doing that to my fiance in, let's see, it's the 5th now. So in 22 days, I will be getting married. So.
Okay.
Congratulations, Mike.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah, good on you, Neil.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Wedding cake.
Great stuff. So, all right, well, let's jump into the news. Warlock, what's happening in the news, mate? Do you want to hang around, Neil, for a bit, or?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I'll be more than happy if you want me to chime in on anything.
For sure, mate. Go ahead. Where's the news? Warlock, head into the
news.
Yeah,
we can have a bit of a chat after the news about the news. So two companies in the US have partnered to design and create Herbie. Sounds a bit like Herbie. It's going bananas. The car built entirely by a 3D printer. Herbie was made using additive manufacturing processes, which prints layer upon layer of material to create a product. Many manufacturers, including airplane giant Boeing, print their parts. But this is the first time an entire machine prototype has been created using the 3D printing process. Every exterior component of Herbie, including the windscreen, was made from using Dimension 3D printers and Fortis 3D production systems by Stratasys, who teamed up with Core Ecologic to create the energy-efficient car. Jim Core, President and Chief Technology Officer for Core Ecologic, said the process eliminated tooling, machining, and handwork. If you can get to a pilot run without any tooling, you have advantages, he said. The electric petrol hybrid car is extremely fuel efficient, getting approximately 85 kilometers per liter on the highway. A standard four-wheel drive uses about 10 times the amount of petrol to go the same distance. The futuristic looking vehicle can be charged from a regular household power outlet, just plug it in overnight, or can draw power from renewable sources such as sunlight or the wind. Two Japanese businessmen plan to send a humanoid robot to the moon by 2020 to walk on the lunar surface and transmit images back to Earth. Hideo Sugimoto and Noriyuku Yoshida, who own six small businesses known as space-oriented Higashiosaka Leading Association, said they anticipate building an intelligent 50-kilogram robot called Maido-kun, or Mr. What's Up, that will serve to end the risk to human lives in space. At about the same time we would like to send our robot, China may send a man to the moon, but that's always a risky business, and you're dealing with human lives, Mr. Yoshida said. Maybe China would allow that to be a one-way trip, but in Japan it would have to be a return ticket. The team, which previously worked with Japan's space agency and leading university to build two successful space satellites, said Mr. What's Up would be controlled from Japan but also be able to maneuver independently. Researchers secured funding from the Osaka local government to begin a feasibility study for the robot, which they estimate would cost about 1 billion yen or $12 million to run, around the price of an astronaut suit. Optical scientists say they have taken an important step towards producing 3D holographic video. Holographic images that 30 years ago were static can now be updated in quasi-real time, according to research carried out at the University of Arizona in Tucson. Holograms are created by shining a laser on an object, causing the image to fall onto a photosensitive screen. Bathed in a red or green laser light, the image has a parallax or 3D effect that is deep, up and down, and side to side. In that regard, a hologram far outperforms stereoscopic pictures, which have to be viewed with special glasses. 2 years ago, the Tucson team scaled up holography from static to mobile with technology which enabled the image to be updated on small screen every 3 or 4 minutes. Refinements have now enabled a screen refresh that is nearly 100 times faster with an update every 2 seconds. In addition, images can be recorded and transmitted. We can now record a 3D, three-dimensional image in one location and show it in another location in real time anywhere in the world, lead researcher Nasser Pegahambran said. The image is recorded using an array of ordinary cameras which are positioned to view the object from different perspectives. The more cameras that are used, the more complete the final holographic presentation. The data is then encoded onto a fast-pulsing laser beam which crosses with another beam to create the so-called interference pattern or compression of the image into 3D form. The pattern falls upon a special film called photorefractive polymer, which contains molecules of dye that respond to light and rotate and line up in response to applied electrical field. The hologram that results fades away within a few minutes, or alternatively can be erased and overwritten by a new image. Pretty neat stuff. Intel Capital announced it was joining in a Series B round of funding for Aurora Faint, the Burlingame, California-based social platform provider behind 3,500 mobile games. Intel is joining Chinese developer and game operator The Nine in this $8 million round, which is the first investment by Intel's global investment arm in a mobile social gaming company. Aurora Faint said it will use the money to expand its primarily iOS Open Faint service to other platforms on smartphones and tablets. The company recently started to release games on Android, including Fruit Ninja, a top 10 title in the Apple's App Store. Intel's investment gives it a connection to iOS and Android it hasn't had prior, and also may pave the way for some Open Faint games on upcoming devices running MeeGo, the operating system Intel is working on with Nokia for smartphones and other devices. And Skyfire web browser. This alternative to the iOS version of Safari has one element that sets it apart from every other browser for iPad and iPhone. It can play Flash videos. Due to popular demand, however, there's a good chance this app might not be currently available in the App Store because its developers need to increase bandwidth to support its popularity. Apple has been staunchly against allowing Flash on its mobile devices since the first iPhone. The explanation has always been that supporting websites that use Flash takes up too much processing power and eats up too much battery life. Apparently, Skyfire has either solved that problem, it currently cleverly converts Flash content to HTML5, which iOS is able to play, or Apple decided it just didn't really care. And that's the news for
great
today.
Great news, Warlock, as always, mate. And any comments on the news topics, guys?
Great news topics.
Hey, yeah, great news topics.
What's that? I can still run Flash.
Well, I was saying recent tests that the new MacBook Airs will go for 4 hours if Flash is running, or 6 without Flash. So it says what Flash does to it. Maybe Jobsy was a bit right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Better battery life than the iPhone 4.
Yeah, I'm just glad to see that Apple isn't the only one now that's trying to move away from Flash. We're actually starting to see this with Microsoft now. I don't know if you guys heard about their whole thing with Silverlight. They're getting rid of that. They're even going HTML5. Everyone's going HTML5. The Apple's abandoning Flash and going HTML5. Microsoft is abandoning Silverlight and going HTML5. This is good. We're finally Silverlight starting to see was it become fail. A standard.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I think HTML5 is definitely the future. And the cool part is, you know, whether you like Apple or whether you don't like Apple, they seem to set trends. And the plain and simple fact is the industry is moving towards HTML5 because Steve Jobs refused to support Flash on iOS devices. Whether you want to agree with it or not, it's pretty much fact. You know, he's making stuff and people are following the standards.
Sure. And, you know, that's exactly what it is, because when this whole thing first started, when Apple started moving away from Flash and when they just flat out refused to support it on their mobile devices, a lot of people, including me, just were like, what the hell? We want Flash on these devices. But now it's because of how big Apple is, now that they've done that, other companies like Microsoft are starting to see, okay, maybe we should go to HTML5 because we need to move away from these closed platforms anyway.
Sure. Yeah,
the point is though, what I'm saying is Flash content is out there now, and HTML5 isn't. Flash is now. Maybe in the future, yeah, but it's now. Websites rely on Flash now.
Right.
Like 90% of the internet uses Flash, or part of every website, and 90% of the internet has Flash in it somehow. So that is still very, very true. But we're seeing even huge sites and companies like YouTube and Google go on HTML5. When I watch YouTube, it's all HTML5 now. Now, yes, it's still the HTML5 beta, but it's gotten a lot better. It works great. And I have a Core i7, so not that I'm concerned in any way about my CPU usage. But if I sit here and monitor my CPU usage and my RAM usage while watching HTML5 video on YouTube versus streaming Flash video, the difference is night and day. It's huge.
Absolutely. I think the other thing, too, is kind of to be said with what Skyfire is doing. HTML5 is definitely the future. Flash is kind of a dying breed, and you've got these methods to transition, and Skyfire is addressing it by Skyfire having a built-in API to convert your Flash video to HTML5 and then display it on iOS. What's to say that technology is not thrown in your web browsers, in your Safari, in your Camino, in your Firefox, your Chrome, etc., to slowly transition away from Flash and to HTML5. You know, it's the same thing. You know, CDs are still for sale out there, but, you know, they make devices to take your CDs, put them in, and put the music on your iPod or your iPhone.
Don't you think it would be best if you could have the both?
To tell you the truth,
not.
No, I agree. I agree with Dylan. I mean, it's an old technology. We have new, better, faster, the new sexy, if you will, with HTML5, and it's a better technology. We'll all benefit from it.
Let's face it. The entire reason for Flash in the first place was, you know, years and years ago, we wanted to do things in the browser that we just couldn't do. So Adobe developed Flash, and Flash allowed us to do things in the browser that we couldn't do before. And now we've gotten to the point where we don't need Flash to do those things anymore. And I don't like to argue with people, but just to answer something that Bob said there that kind of bothered me. He said Flash is now, HTML5 is maybe in the future. If you say that now, you're going to say that in a year, and you're going to say it in 5 years, and then we're still going to be using Flash. This is why these companies are embracing HTML5 now, because now's the time to move to it.
I agree.
It's going to take many years, though, because you can't just shift from one thing to another.
Yeah.
All right, go on, John. Let John jump in. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I think also Bob has a point. Like, you know, these emerging technologies will continue to coexist for a couple of years. But I think the future will move. In terms of the web technology and the way it handles the animation things, it will incline towards HTML5. But, you know, Flash is not just for the web. It can be used, you know, as a desktop, what do you call it, the graphics program. But with the web, I think the future belongs to the HTML5, but they will continue to coexist for more for a couple of years. And unless Adobe fails to address the, you know, disadvantages of Flash, then it will be the death of Flash and the web will be very soon.
Even Adobe supports HTML5 now, though, because they've created platforms for people to publish magazines using HTML5 to the iPad.
True. I think Adobe's tactic now is to try to blend Flash and HTML5, you know, to work together, so so their technology will continue to exist and work with the newer technology. I think that will be their direction.
Every time I try to run,
it's one of their flagship
products, you know, with Flash all the time, and it's I don't even know why I'm defending Flash, but still it exists now. But the fact of the matter is, every time I run some application that runs Flash, Wirecast maybe, you know, it clocks my processor at almost 30% on all of the cores. Why would anybody want that? You know what I mean? But still, it exists now, and HTML5 probably will be the future. But the fact of the matter is now, you know what I mean?
I suppose it depends on if the websites go to Flash websites. I don't go to any websites on my iPhone that have any Flash on them, so it doesn't affect me. But maybe because you have a look at a lot of Flash websites, that it will affect you. That's why you've got the option of using Android until such time as Flash is
exactly
gone.
Yeah, it's not just going to disappear. Flash is not going to go anywhere. It's just like standard HTML hasn't gone anywhere. You can still surf the internet and occasionally find a website that is coded in pure HTML.
But
it's still there, but we don't really need it as much anymore. It's like we'll get to the point where Flash is still going to be there and some people are still going to use it, but we're very, very close to being at the point where we just don't need it anymore.
I'm sure ultimately going to use it.
None of the new Macs have got Flash or Java on them.
Mm. Well, anyway, let's move on from the next topic. Oh, I've got a message here from Gina. Let's have a listen to this.
Ooh. Hey there. Hello, Brad. Greetings from California. It's Gina. Just calling to wish you, first of all, congratulations on your new iPhone, even though I adore the BlackBerry. congrats on the new iPhone, and congrats on 100 episodes of Tech Webcast. I can't believe that it's 100 episodes, and I think that this is amazing. So congratulations, and thanks so much. I'm sorry I can't be there live, so I'm recording this message before I go do my show. So have a great night. Congratulations again. Way to go. I can't wait to hear all about your new iPhone and how amazing you think it is. And maybe we can battle it out, iPhones for BlackBerries. Boom, boom, boom. As I punch my fist together. have a great night. Congrats. Woohoo!
Yes, indeed. Thank you to Gina for that message. Very cool.
Who's Gina? Where's she from?
She's from America, and she does a YouTube. She has a YouTube channel, and she does videos with Lisa Nova. I'm not sure you guys who know who Lisa Nova is.
Oh, I remember her. Her? Do you remember what's her YouTube?
Shit. She does. I can't remember. I can't think of it.
We'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah. Anyway, she knows Lisa. She does videos with Lisa Nova and stuff, and she's pretty cool.
Yeah, I remember. I remember you talked to her, and I remember watching some of her videos. They were really good.
Yeah, they are very funny. Very funny, indeed. What else is coming up? Walk, any other stuff you want to talk about, mate?
Just my giveaways is all I've got left.
All right. Okay, that will happen after the show. Neil, anything else you want to add before we finish up the episode 100, mate?
No, not at all.
Okay, now does Bo want to call in Mike?
Nah, man, but I thought I might mention that I'm overseas here with John.
Go ahead.
If I can.
Yep,
please.
Yep.
Yeah, so if anyone's interested, we'll leave a link in the show notes, but I'm actually in Davao in the Philippines to visit John, who I met via Brad, and I've started a travel blog, if anyone wants to see. It's D-A-V-A-O City, C-I-T-Y .TK. You can check it out. And yeah, it's been really cool being able to get geeks to connect around the world, and I think this is the second person I've met via Brad. The first is Bo, and now I've met John, so it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Anyway. Well, alright, yeah, so and you know, cool. Brad, I, sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Dylan.
Yeah, I think I have a giveaway to announce, Brad.
Go ahead, Matt.
I wanted to make sure we announced at least one giveaway in the Tech Webcast podcast for those who are downloading and not watching live.
Okay.
So here's what we're going to do. For those who don't know, I am the host of a show called Today in Tech, and we just brought on two new permanent hosts. We'll be starting our first relaunched episode tomorrow with me, Kat Armstrong, and Alistair Moody from our chat room and Geek Shed. Problem is, I never did like the name Today in Tech. So here's what we're going to do. I want you guys, the listeners, to email me and give me your suggestions for a new name. It can be anything at all. It just has to be a really, really good name for a tech podcast that hasn't been used. We just talk about everything tech. It's kind of like a Tech Webcast here. I just need a new name. So here's what we're going to do. You can submit as many different names as you'd like, as many times as you'd like, to my email, dylan@combs.tv. First and second place will win a prize. For the best one that I decide to use, you will win your choice of either $40 in PayPal or $40 in iTunes credits or Amazon.com gift cards or eBay gift cards, any of those that you would like. And for second place, we will give you a $10 iTunes gift card or $10 in PayPal. So just send those suggestions to dylan@combs.tv, dylan@combs.tv. And you have until, let's see, let me check my calendar here. You have until Monday the 8th of this month at midnight. So that gives you guys 72 hours to do that.
All right.
Sweet.
Good stuff, Dylan. Good stuff, mate. And follow him on Twitter. What's your Twitter address?
I am at twitter.com/DylanCombsTV.
Wicked. All right. What about you, Neil? What's your info, mate, so people can check you out?
Geek with Glasses is twitter.com/geekwithglasses, and then my personal account is at pitbikerider, PITBIKERIDER. So if you want tech news, you follow Geek with Glasses. If you want to know what I'm doing on a day-to-day basis, you follow pitbikerider.
All right. Good stuff. And what about you, Jason? Where can they find you?
Well, you can find me at jasonoakley.me, and if you want to check out the apps I'm doing, it's bluebilby.com, bluebilby.com. Follow me on Twitter, Warlock, WAULOK.
All right. And Bob, where can they find you?
Twitter.com/techluster. And that's it.
what about the other one?
Not reaching me anywhere else.
keep it simple.
Yeah, keep it. Yeah, and then you find me at Brad Oz, Tech Webcast and Tech Luster, and John, where can they find you?
Twitter.com/TechConclave.
And Mark, where can they find you?
Yeah, you can find me on davocity.tk, davaocity.tk.
Okay, are you going to update that blog when you get home as well? And that you're going to still keep blogging when you're home?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wicked. All right.
Got a lot of high def video.
Cool. All right. Okay. All right. Well, this has been episode 100. Thanks so much to Jason for doing all the intros and the album art, the iPhone app, and that sort of good stuff. And also
everything.
Everything. Yes. And also, big thank you to John for being on since day one.
Thanks,
and I hope you come back on for the next 100, John, because
and thanks to everyone in the chat today.
Yes, thank you everyone in the chat, and thank you to Dylan and Neil for being on.
Thanks to Sky.
I'll be here next week.
And thanks to Mike for being on as well, mate. Thanks, mate.
Always a pleasure, mate. Have a good one, eh?
Will do, mate. Yeah. And go ahead, John.
Yeah, I just want to say thanks to Skype for making things possible.
For sure, for sure, for sure. And also, thanks to Bob as well. Bob, you're a legend.
And you, mate. And you too.
Thanks, mate. And Bob, guess what?
What?
You lost the game.
Australia's leading technology webcast. geek. Tech Webcast.